Did you ever have that around here?
Mush?
Yeah.
Well, you use corn meal to make mush, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love fried mush.
Mm-hmm.
Or even boiled mush, I like.
All kinds of things you get out of the garden, peas and so on. What would you call these things?
Vegetables.
And, well, I said, well, I guess maybe you do have one. What do you call it?
Garden.
You call it a garden?
Garden spot.
You ever call it a kitchen garden?
No.
Mm-hmm. You put maple what on your pancakes?
Maple syrup.
And if it's real maple syrup, you would say it's what? It's
genuine.
What besides jam and preserves do you make out of fruit?
Well, I make marmalade.
What else? You have to put pectin
butter
with it.
Butter, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Jelly. Jelly's what you want.
Yeah. If a peddler came to the door and had all kinds of, I don't know what, to sell, you spotted something you liked, you might say to him, well, and then I wanted a couple of words, and then
I'll take that.
And instead of I'll take, you might say, give me. Now, if you have just one apple, you might say, and you're offering to somebody, you'd say, here's
an apple.
Uh-huh.
Or have an apple.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say, you wanted to make sure I knew just exactly which clump of trees that you were referring to. Would you ever say them there trees?
Those trees, I would think.
Uh-huh.
I would say.
If I said something you didn't hear quite what I said, how would you ask me?
Well, let's see. Please repeat it, or else beg your pardon. That would.
In more informally, how would you say it?
Didn't understand you, I suppose.
Ever say, what's that? Or,
yeah. Yeah.
How's that?
How's that? What you say?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say, he's the man who owns the orchard, or he's the man owns the orchard, or he's the man who owns the orchard? How
he's
would you say?
He's the man who owns the orchard.
Uh-huh. Ever leave out the who, say he's the man who owns the orchard?
I think I'd put in the who, I don't know.
Did you ever say he's the man who owns the orchard?
As owns the orchard, you
know. He's the boy whose father is very rich, or he's the boy that the father is very rich.